Until the last couple of days, eastern North Carolina hasn't seen much rainfall this spring. In fact, 55 counties in eastern North Carolina are currently experiencing drought conditions for the first time in over a year. But the Neuse River might just be benefiting from the dry season. Ashlyn DeLoy has the details.
Since March, rainfall in eastern North Carolina has been below normal, causing drought conditions across the region. This week, six southeastern counties, including Onslow, were changed from a moderate to a severe drought status. The extended dry season comes after one of the wettest winters on record, which brought large amounts of fresh water to the Neuse River. Research assistant professor at UNC's Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City, Nathan Hall, says drought conditions are increasing the river's salinity levels.
So 35 is a salinity of 35 is ocean water, and we saw a salinity of about 2 at the mouth of the Neuse back at the beginning of March. Now it's 10, so it's gone up a lot. An average is probably around 15. So we're still below average, but getting a lot closer to something normal.
A decrease in rainfall also means less nutrient runoff in waterways. This prevents algae growth and potentially decreases severe oxygen problems known for causing fish kills. According to Hall, water in the Pamlico Sound stays there for about a year, so a short-term drought will not have immediate impacts on larger bodies of water. However, once a short-term drought persists over time, it can become a real concern for the quality of fishery. For PRE, I'm Ashlyn DeLoey.
Eastern North Carolina has received a few inches of rainfall, and more rain is in the forecast for next week. Hall says the rainfall will undo some of the return to normal conditions brought on by the drought. But at this point, large impacts where the river meets the Pamlico Sound are not expected. But if the rain continues, salinity levels will decrease again.